Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Klayim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Ches. Now here we come to something which we didn't discuss till now. Wool and linen together. What does it mean together? Stapled together, glued together, sewed together. How is it together? The Isser of Klayim is only if they're connected in a certain way. Sagt der Mishnah, again, Perik Tes, Mishnah Ches. Ein Osir Mishim Klayim, Ela Tavui V'Arig. You have material. It's not usr. Even if it's tzemer and pishtim, even if it's wool and linen, it's not usr. Unless it was made of wool and linen threads, that tavui, tavui means to spin, hatavi, maybe you remember that from the malachis of Shabbos, va'arug, and arug means woven. That's also one of the lamates malachis. In other words, the wool and the linen were spun into thread, each separately. And then the threads of wool and the threads of linen were then woven together into a cloth. You have a piece of wool. It's wool. What does wool look like when it's on the sheep? You're not ready to make a sweater out of it. So maybe you remember from the Lamates Malachis, it's washed, dyed, sometimes. Then you have to comb it out very good. And now you spin it into threads. You spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it. People used to sit on something that looked like a bicycle. Today, of course, it's done with machines, until it's a string. That's called spinning. Then you take these strings and you weave it together, under, over. One goes vertical, one goes horizontal, and that forms a baguette. So again, ein asa mishim klayim ela tavui v'arug. Wool and linen threads that were spun into thread, each on its own, and then these threads were woven together into a cloth. Now let's say I didn't finish spinning the threads yet. It's not finished. But I decided I have no patience, and I start weaving it right there and then. So for right now, we're learning that it's not shatnez. Or for that matter, let's say I did everything right. I combed it, got onto this like bicycle-looking thing, spinned it till it's mamish perfect threads, and instead of weaving it together, I pressed it together. It's not shatnez. Shenemer, because the pasuk says, leisilbash shatnez. Only wool and linen that are spun and then woven are shatnez. Where do you see that in the word shatnez? Because what does shatnez mean? Shatnez means davar, something. Shehu, shua. Shua means it's smoothed. That's the combing we spoke about. If you look in the Targum, when Yaakov Avinu said to his mother, how could I get dressed like Esav? Esav is hairy and I am cholok. My skin is smooth. I'm ish chalak. So the Targum says gvar she'ia. So shua or shia means smooth. It means I combed it till it's smooth. Tavoi, then it's spun. You spin it into the thread. Vinuz. Vinuz means it's woven together. So really the Mishnah is adding something we didn't see at the beginning of the Mishnah. Or we perhaps didn't understand clearly from the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us spinning and weaving. Now the Mishnah is telling us, now you have to comb it out, make it smooth. Then spin it. Then weave it. All three. Shua, smoothing, tavui, spinning, venuz, and then weaving. Only then is it shatnez. Zakt the Mishnah vaita. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is not arguing on the Tanakam. He's just explaining that a person that wears shatnez, Nolos umelesu es aviv shevashemayim olav. He turns away from the right derech, and he causes avinu shevashemayim, our father in heaven, to turn away from him. The word nolos means to turn away, or crooked, not going the right way. So nuz is similar to that word. Umeles, as opposed to nolos, meles means you're causing something else to turn away. In this case, the bayri olam from you. Usually when there's a mem at the beginning of the word and it's not part of the shayrish, it means you're causing something else, somebody else to do something. Like makna, you're selling to someone else. Mishaleach, you're sending someone. Malva, you're lending. So nolus means to turn away. Umelus means you're causing Hashem to turn away from you. A person automatically has rachmim from Shemayim. We can do the wrong things that cause that rachmim to turn away and not reach us. Now, there are many different pshatim, really, in the Rishayim as to what Shua Tavuya Nuz is. We learned from the second pshat of the Batanura, which is the simplest pshat. Once again, according to that pshat, in order to be over Shatnes Midraisa, you first have to take the wool, smooth it out, comb it out. Same is true for the linen. Then spin it into threads. And then weave it together. You have to have all three steps.